Thanks to Chris and Rob, and now back to news with a slight business flavour. La Tasca restaurant gets another mention as news of its closure is announced, and closure also for a large shop in the Chapelfield shopping centre. Also of the airport's financial report, and that established local building firm WS Lusher is on the move.
Bosses have confirmed that Norwich's La Tasca restaurant has closed its doors permanently, and the company has no current plans to reopen elsewhere in the city. A spokesman said, "We have carried out a review of the existing La Tasca estate to decide on future investment opportunities and whether the existing proposition is suitable for each location. Further to this review, it has been decided that while many of our existing locations will receive significant investment, post-refurbishment a number will be closed or positioned as a non-Spanish brand, of which Norwich is one. The closure leaves a question mark hanging over the future of the building. Officially called St Ethelbert's, the property dates back to 1888 and is a Grade 2 listed building."
Up to 15 jobs could be lost at the Norwich branch of Clas Ohlson after the chain announced it was closing 7 stores nationally to focus on the London area. The retailer said it would help staff from the outlet at Chapelfield to find new jobs when it closes in June, including offering roles in other Clas Ohlson stores. Chief Executive Klaus Balko said the affected stores had not met expectations in terms of sales or profitability. "The sales levels versus the space costs we have had in these locations has not been a perfect match. So now we've taken the opportunity to leave some of these areas," he said. Paul McCarthy, General Manager of Chapelfield, said no firm plans were yet in place for the unit's future, but the centre was constantly in talks with fresh, exciting brands who want to come to Norwich.
The grounding of a £15 million project to build an aero park has dented the profits of Norwich International Airport to the tune of £439,000, it has emerged. Hopes were high the project would get liftoff after the airport's previous owners struck a deal with Cambridge-based developers Renbridge in 2013. But when Renbridge walked away from the project in January last year, the airport's new owners, the Rigby Group, took the decision to pause progress. In the city's most recent accounts, it said a decision has been taken no longer to pursue the development. The airport spokesman said the summer sun flights and the new Exeter flight, coupled with the existing high-frequency services to other key destinations and new holiday destinations, are expected to drive an increase in passenger numbers.
A Royal Warrant holding building firm is selling up its Sprowston home of 80 years as it looks to find premises better suited to its future. WS Lusher & Son says its 2.25-acre site is now too big for the business and plans to invest the anticipated £800,000 proceeds into future growth and wants to take all its 41 staff to new premises it hopes to find nearby. General Manager Kim Lusher, great-granddaughter of company founder William Slaymaker Lusher, said, "It has been recognised as housing development land. We're looking to realise its value so that the proceeds can support our future plans. Although our business is 92 years old and has a rich heritage, we have always been prepared to embrace change to ensure that we are ready for future opportunities, which is why we have been able to adapt throughout the years. The site off School Lane houses a 2,200 square foot office building and a 5,253 square foot joinery workshop. WS Lusher & Son has held the Royal Warrant for building work at the Queen's Home at Sandringham since 1978 and has also carried out work at Norwich Cathedral and the 14th century Britain's Arms.
Fashionistas will be able to shop for vintage treasures at health charity Sue Ryder's new retro shop. The new store on Bridewell Alley will be opened by local artists Ruth Knapp and Amber Green. Shoppers will be able to browse a range of classic items, including clothing, vinyl, haberdashery, furniture and toys. Some of the clothes on sale were previously on show at Norwich Fashion Week, so fashion fans can keep up to date with the latest trends. Shop manager Bex Dowswell-Alloway said Norwich is a very vibrant cultural centre in the east of England, and we really want to be part of that with our new Sue Ryder shop. The shop will also host knitting and sewing events, and the team are keen to get local musicians to perform there.
There was a time when the skies of East Anglia thundered with the sound of flying fortresses. Now, one of the world's few remaining veterans from that period will return once again. The Sally B, the last airworthy B-17 in Europe, is to be the star attraction at this year's Old Buckenham Air Show. During the Second World War, the American bombers were stationed in this region in their hundreds, at the forefront of the Allied campaign against Nazi Germany. Sally B itself was made in the middle of 1945, just too late to be used in active service during the war. It has been kept flying as an airborne memorial to the United States Army Air Force's airmen who lost their lives in the conflict, many while flying from Norfolk and Suffolk bases. It also featured in the 1990 film Memphis Belle about the 25th and last mission of an American crew taking part in a raid over Germany. The Old Buckenham Air Show will take place on July the 30th and 31st this year.
Now for our last feature. Steve Silk is the author of a book called Hidden Riverside Norwich, about the River Wensum and the areas of Norwich it passes through, and how it has influenced over the centuries. His Evening News article contains historical notes on the bridges it passes under. The feature is read by Christine Gillam.